super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Live from high above the city in beautiful Zona Rosa, Jackalope Radio brings you the man who says, "You can trust me, I'm not like the others," and means it, and just returned from Cinema Wasteland, ladies and gentlemen, 42nd Street Pete.
I'm sick as a dog. I gotta go see a doctor. I'll tell this story later, though, because this is pretty fucked up, too. I drove up by myself with about 2,000 DVDs in the truck and basically couldn't go over 65 miles an hour. And I basically got there in an hour, not disregarding piss stops, bong hits, and getting some gas. So I just, you know, kept on going. A lot of really weird road construction shit. I guess the rain wrecked everything. But I basically blew into there about, I told Ken I was going to get there at 6 o'clock. I got there like 6:15. So that was like one straight run. Then I loaded all my shit, and then it dawned on me that I had way too much shit. So I said, you know, this is going to be a problem because all these people, like, you know, were, I'm trying to get a hold of somebody and you want to come up. I know, you know, you had a problem, but you couldn't have drove anyway because you're out in fucking, you know, Baptist country. Yeah. And then Rob really got sick and shit. And then I don't know. I ran out of options, and then I was talking to my kids. And they said, well, look, we're doing something Thursday night, so why don't we take an Amtrak up Friday afternoon? And I go, well, we leave at 3, we'll get up there, whatever. I'm like, yeah, you really want to do that? I appreciate it and shit. So basically, that's it. I called them up. I gave them cab information, whatever you need. I'm probably going to be crashed out anyway by the time you get there. So, you know, that's what they did. So I'm, you know, setting up Friday, you know. All the zombie people were there. Mike says hello. Mike Bronis was cool up there, you know, with his people. You know, Al Cliver and Ian McCulloch and Richard Johnson. Who I never met. I never met any of these. I met Al once at Rock and Chalk. I never met either of those two. So they were all setting up, and I got my shit together. And Friday night, I was really, it was nuts. It was fucking crazy. So as luck would have it, Friday night, I get in the bar. Now, we get into this heated discussion. I mean, actually, first, I think I was in my room. I'm trying to chronologize the night because I fucked up at one point. Dave and Heather, we took a little room break, you know, and checked out some stuff. And basically, I don't know what happened after that because I got chastised because I missed my fucking intro for a film or something. But then so did Ken, so whatever the fuck it was. So anyway, I wind up getting into this fucking discussion about, with this girl who was insisting that Steve McQueen was in this TV series, and she's describing The Prisoner with Patrick McGowan. Okay?
Yeah.
So we're going, it's me, Ken, her boyfriend, Scotty. And we're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I said, it would only take one of our drunken asses to wander over the computer fucking room and punch this up and find out what's going on. So, of course, nobody's going to do this. So a few more beers, you know, whatever. I don't know. I've smoked a couple more bones. We're going. I said, fine, I go over there. So I punch it up. So I go back. And in the meantime, Scotty makes a bet when I leave. So I go back, tell him the shit. She buys him beer. I go, well, what the fuck? What about me? I said, yeah, what's right is right. So she slides me over $5 and go get a beer. So I go in a beer. And Rip and Rob from St. Joseph, Missouri, I think, comes in. No, Big Rob, you met. I don't know if you met him one time. You were up there.
Yeah, I met. If it's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So he gets me in a bar. What do you want to drink, brother? I'm like, oh, I'm good for. Oh, have a shot. You know, that's when the Blackberry started up. So some other guy comes up to me and starts asking me all these questions about Misty Monday. So Victor and them were up there. And I go, why don't you ask them? They live with her and shit. And I'm like, yeah, let me buy you another beer. So make a long story short, my ass ain't out of there till the bar closes because I can't get out of there.
That's new.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever the fuck. So. Yeah, so, all right, so it's the usual fucking shenanigans, hanging out to whatever. So I go to bed, and as soon as I'm ready to nod off, the door opens, and it's make room because the girls are here. And they come in. If there's any doubt in anybody's mind that they're not my daughters, they came in with a pipe they made out of an empty Coke can on the train.
Jeez.
Yep. So any thoughts of me getting any sleep were null and void.
You guys need to come up with a theme song. And next year, before the next one, I'm going to write a song, and I'm going to have you sing that damn thing when I come up there, Wasted in Wasteland.
Okay, yeah, that'll work. So I let them sleep. I go down there, and like I did my hardcore wrestling thing, and Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein, was there. He was roaming around. He was a patron. We were talking for a while. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we might get him on at a later date here. So then the girls came down, and we were rocking and rolling because I didn't have to sell shit with those two at the table.
True.
It's like fucking Morts, you know, Morts to a flame or whatever the fuck they call it. But yeah, they done me right. They were great. Couldn't ask for a better, you know, better operation going on. And then I did my panel, which was standing room only, which was pretty crazy. And like everybody was in there: Rob, Dave, and Heather. Ed DeMenko was on the panel, and Art and Ken, because Andy, you, and Jason didn't show up, which sucks.
Sorry.
Yeah. Trees, you suck. Got to make October. Got to be in October.
I've already, I've already called and reserved a room.
You better, you fuck. I reserved mine when I fucking left.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to do it all over again. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So my panel was completely nuts because I probably said a bunch of shit I should have never fucking admitted to anyway, but what the fuck. We'll see. And then, let's see, had some dinner, hanging out with the zombie guys because, one of the guys from, you know, Vagrancy Films?
Yeah.
Yeah. He walked over and asked me about, you know, the Dr. Butcher Bloodmobile. Did it exist? And I says, yeah, it existed. And then Ian goes, oh, I never heard about that. I says, yeah, they tricked out it was an either ambulance or a Cadillac or some shit as a Bloodmobile. And they drove around New York ballyhooing the film. So, like, I was chatting with him for a while about, you know, Dr. Butcher and all that stuff. He was telling me a story about those cannibals were actually Vietnamese boat people that were vegetarians. When they started biting into those entrails and shit, they got real sick after that.
I bet.
Yeah. And Richard Johnson told me that Zombie is probably one of the most watched films of all times.
It's true.
Proudly, he said that. So he was pretty cool. They were all cool. I got my one sheet autographed by all of them. I fucking marked out, you know, what the hell.
I had my Laserdisc ready to go. If I could have gotten up there, man, I was going to have them all sign that thing. That would have been priceless to me, you know?
Yeah. It was some great shit because we were out, you know, Saturday night. You were up all fucking night. And then we had the 42 questions from 42nd Street Pete. And Terry won again.
Oh.
So, anyway, I think we're going to have to retire him undefeated. You know, it's just down to that. And then we had I brought up the double-headed dildo from my second 8mm Madness collection, Superstars of the 70s SAGs, and we put that through Olga Karotos' eye. It was a pin the tail, her perverse version of Pin the Tail on the Donkey. We stuck the double-headed dildo through her eye.
Yeah, I was thinking it was going to be a splinter.
Well, we decided that usually in anybody's inebriated state, I mean, Ken decided this. I don't make any decisions. It's Ken's show. So he decided all this shit, that maybe a dildo would have been more appropriate rather than actually turn around and fucking nail somebody and put their eye out with a splinter. Bummer shit has happened other places. So, yeah, so we did that. And then some chick, I guess, yelled out, you know, I'll give this DVD. Guess what's in Jeffrey's underpants? We had that again.
Oh, no.
It's a perverse version of Let's Make a Deal. You can have this DVD, or you can have what's in Jeffrey's underpants. So Gasly yelled out, first person who shows me their tits gets this. So some chick in the front row pops up and, you know, shows her tits. So she got the DVD, but she opted to get what was in Jeffrey's underpants, which was a Snickers bar. And then she proceeded to go down on it in front of Gasly. Then sort of said, well, I don't know if I should have done that because I have four kids and shit. And I'm like,
too late,
Mother of the Year award.
Yeah, but that's, you know what? That's what Wasteland does to people.
I don't know.
It brings that out. The dark side. Yeah.
Well, you know, mine's, that's why I fit in so well up there. I mean, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, it was such a fucking great laid back time. We all had fun. We all partied our asses off.
Well, hell, you're still wasted.
Yeah, I know. It was great, you know, hanging out, you know, like I said, with Dave and Melissa, Ed, you know, and Shauna. Geez, Big Pete, Big Rob, Scotty. Of course, Scotty's always nuts. You know, you're just one big, happy, fucking dysfunctional family. You know, ton of people up there. Kyra Sean from Night of the Living Dead was there. I haven't seen her in a while, so that was cool. Savini was right across from me. You know, ever the gentleman, you know, so.
Yeah, ever the always trying to pick up anything that walked by.
Tell me about it. He walked over and he's going with Catherine. He goes, oh, yeah, not bad for a 63-year-old man. He's all muscled up and tattooed. Hey, God bless him, you know, really. But, you know, don't try to fuck my kids. Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. Can't do that.
Bashing him with a inflatable breast.
No, we didn't have them this time, but I think I'm bringing the kendo stick next time.
There you go.
We're trying to work something. Let me drink some of this wine to settle my stomach. Delightful.
Man, so much partying. It stayed with you a whole week, man.
We all went over, you know, stayed over Ken and Pam's and hung out all night and shit, and we left in the morning. And I got 2 hours down, because they can't drive, because they're from New York, and it's not an option over there. I mean, I think Catherine can, but, you know, you want to trust her with a heavily armed motor vehicle going down Route 80 in the middle of nowhere? I don't think
so. No.
So I'm 2 hours out, and all of a sudden I'm like, man, my fucking eyes are shutting. This ain't a good sign. So I see this thing. Ta-da-da-da, Sheets Gas. I swear to Christ, that's what the name of it is. I got the fucking receipt right here. Sheets Gas. And in Sheets Gas, they have Sheets Donut Shop. And you can buy 2 donuts for $1.29. And boys and girls, let me tell you something. This is trucker crank. You eat one of these. I ate one of these donuts, drank that cup of coffee, and I was good to fucking go for 4 more hours. I was good. I'm telling you. And I put the other one in my glove compartment. I think it's still out there because I think you can sit on one of these for 6 months and it'll still taste the same and do the same shit to you. Yeah. So when you're driving through the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania, I advise anyone to stop in at Sheets and taste their donuts and coffee.
That's awesome. You know,
it's one of Todd's forefathers. You know, they stopped, you know, in Pennsylvania before they went out to the Midwest.
Probably, you know, so.
Sheets and Todd Sheets and Pillowcases out in Kansas City, Missouri. What? Anyway, I digress, as I usually do when I'm stoned and drunk.
Golly!
What?
Oh, so evil to me.
It's fucking early yet. You got a way to go. You know? And everybody was asking for you. Everybody was asking for you.
I got to ask you.
I apologize, guys. Melissa.
There you go.
Melissa, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Anybody else's name I fucked up? You know something? This is why drunken people shouldn't operate machinery. They shouldn't. I apologize, guys. See, it's a holdover from Wasteland, though. You understand. You know, you understand. I mean, what the fuck?
It's wasted at Wasteland.
Ed said the nicest thing on Facebook, that this is the closest the 42nd Street will ever get sitting next to me, which is a real compliment. True. And, yeah, it was cool.
I wish I could have been there, dude. I'm really sorry. Anyone that went that was there to see me, I'm really sorry. It was a real mess, and I was not able to get there. And it kind of turned out, though, I ended up with 103.5 fever, so it probably was all for a reason.
Yeah, it's a Wasteland curse for not fucking showing up. That's what it is. There is no mercy with the way. I see nobody can control the Wasteland curse. When you tell people you're going to be there, regardless of what happens. I mean, I know. And I got up there, and I wasn't feeling all that great, but you know something? I knew better than not to go, because I would have been disintegrated on the road somehow. A bolt would have come out of the heavens, because I can't not go anymore. I'm addicted. I have to be there.
That's
those
awesome.
Are my people. Those are where my people are. Fuck the East Coast. I'm going to move out there. I don't know what I'm going to do when I get out there, but I feel like moving out there.
Probably the same thing you do now.
What, nothing?
Well,
I'm the perfect case for welfare. Let's do the role reversal with the race. Fucking burnt out 57-year-old white man. Good for nothing. Give him a fucking couple hundred. Give him $1,000 or something. Whatever they give people. I don't even know what the fucking minimum wage is anymore. I haven't worked in so long. God. What am I qualified to do at this point, Todd? Be a fucking deli clerk like the guy in the restaurant? I would have throttled that old bitch. A little more. A little less. A little more. A little less. Fuck you. Take it. Run.
Dude, we need to have like a whole series of skits. We need to do a TV series. And on the skits, we'll do the whole thing where this is the 42nd Street Pete Delicatessen, kind of like they used to do on Saturday Night Live when they did Samurai Delicatessen.
Yeah. Oh,
that would be hilarious.
You don't want when I jerk off in the potato salad. Yeah. That would be a showstopper.
That special ingredient.
That special sauce. No, I honestly don't know what I would be qualified to do if I don't even know how I'm making money doing this. Maybe we should start, you know, the Save Pete Fund or something like that, you know? Endangered pornographers of, you know, the 70s.
You know? That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, the, what is it? I don't know. I formed a computer company, though. Pretty much wraps up my feelings on all computers right about now.
What's that?
POS computer. Yeah. Can you figure out what it is?
Yeah, I'm sure it's piece of shit. I know that. Yeah,
piece of shit computer. Doesn't matter whether it's Dell, Gateway, HP, Compact, or any of these desktops. They're all fucking pieces of shit. Useless, replace after every 6 months, fucking garbage, okay? Now that I got that out, I'm going to buy a Mac. I don't care. I'll put it on the card. Then I'll go bankrupt.
You know what, though? I'm really mad. I need my shitless sound effect up here at the studio. I forgot to bring the toilet bowl sound with me when I came up here. I need to bring that for you. Because I heard through the grapevine earlier today that tonight's going to be a pretty good shit list. So I wish I'd have brought that.
Oh, yeah, but I'm going to save this one. You know, I don't want to go completely fucking, ballistic in the middle of the show. Because we've only been doing this for like 15 minutes, I think.
Oh, yeah,
or so.
Yeah. We're 17
minutes. It's sort of like I went to this wrestling show like before I went to Wasteland, I think a couple weeks before. The one Steve was on. Steve Mack was on.
Right.
And these two chicks did a thing before intermission. They basically fucking stole the show. So I said, you know something? I'm going home. Why? Because they can't. Nobody can top it. They have to kill somebody. Nobody can top it. Bye. I'm going home. That's what I did. I went home.
Yeah, we.
Did I say that before? Previous show. I'm not even sure.
We got
to
keep this.
But anyway, back to Wasteland because we're not done with that.
That's right. Going back to the Wasteland.
Yeah. So in October, now this is what's going on so far. Herschel Gordon Lewis, Reggie Bannister, Camille Keaton, first time ever, Carol Speed, Gloria Hendry, and Austin Stoker. And it looks like Carter Stevens. I got that going on. So,
are we working on Friedman? Is Friedman going to try?
I don't know. That's up to Ken. I suggest things. I'm not like in like a brain trust position because my advice is always there. Somebody needs to ask me something, I put in my two cents. I'm not sure, but it's Ken's show and Ken runs it very well. He doesn't really need me to do anything. Because, I get mercenary. That's the whole thing where he's not. Sometimes I got that little mercenary streak from me back in the flea markets and being a hustler and shit. We're like, yeah, I know I can make money doing this shit. And I just, I don't do that anymore. Because it's not respectful. I'm just happy to be there, man. I wouldn't give a fuck if I sold anything. Now my kids are up there and shit. It's fucking cool. Now I'm going to have to pay for their vacation, too. Yeah, but it's worth it, It's family.
Exactly. And the thing is, man, honestly, it sounds like you guys just kicked ass anyway.
We had a great fucking time. I mean, it was great. It always is. I've never had a bad time at there, as opposed to other shows I've been at. But, that's shit. It's worth fucking breathing, for two weekends out of the year for me. I wish it was four or something like that. But, maybe the novelty would wear off. But it's just something that everybody that goes there looks forward to seeing guys and hanging out and shit. And like, I see people there I'm not going to see anywhere else, And it's not this, snobby East Coast bullshit. Somebody's better than one. Everybody just fucking hangs out. You can just walk in any, drift into any conversation to pick it up. Oh, did you see the picture with the tits?
I did not.
You didn't? They were all over fucking Facebook. What do you mean you didn't see them?
I didn't see them.
With my head next to, you didn't see
them? Oh, I did see that. Okay. You're right. Yeah. I saw it. Yeah.
We didn't know what the fuck was going on. Because I think it was me, Dave, Melissa, might have been Rob. A couple people were like hanging out. And like I don't think she was at Wasteland. I think she was with somebody else. And she's bouncing around with these older people and shit. And we're like, okay, she's going to pop out. Let's take, I'll bet you a beer. Okay, fine. So anyway, they stop, and Matt's walking around. He goes, I don't believe this. He goes, Pete, you got to come over here. You got to come over here. You got to check these out. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So we walk over. We're talking to her. And it winds up, it's an I cup. I is an H-I.
Oh, my God.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. That's like, and then we got those pictures taken. He was screaming at her tits for five. He just started screaming at her tits. I wish somebody videoed it. Somebody's got to have the video. Put it on YouTube. A Matt screaming at her tits. Because that's fucking priceless.
That's, that's Chesty Morgan. That's like Double Agent 73 going on.
Those were, and here's the segue. I'm home and I'm really tired, last few nights. I'm just trying to get some shit done and I'm ready to nod off and I'm going to it. I'm channel surfing on IFC comes Everything You Want to Know About Sex We're Afraid to Ask with the giant tit scene. So yeah, that was. They were outstanding. I don't know who you were, but you know, you made a lot of Wasteland attendees happy, and that picture of me and Matt's head next to your tits, which her tits were bigger than our heads. So I don't know. I'm a lack of words here. You have to go on Facebook or MySpace and see the shit. It's fucking priceless.
It is. I remember that now. Yeah. I was like, because I wanted to label it four boobs.
That's not nice. We may have been perfectly sober at that point of the evening, for all you know. You know, you see, you cast aspersions based on past appearances. You know? I'm a reverend now. I really can't get that out of hand.
Whatever. You know what else? I know that the Chinese girl was there or whatever, and she was cranking bottles or cans or whatever. The cans.
How'd you find this shit out? I didn't take any pictures of that. Was it on YouTube again?
No, I had, people were sending me messages from there. They were sending me little, you'd love this. They were sending me tweets from there saying,
oh, fuck the tweets. They should all die.
Wish I was there and stuff. And someone sent me a message through Facebook and said, through their cell phone on Facebook said, yeah, the chick's going crazy in the parking lot again this year. I've never seen her. See, every time I'm there, she's not there.
She was there last time, too.
I think I just didn't go in the parking lot. I think you had that pretty well covered. Well,
I had that wrapped up, so what the fuck? You were playing Nintendo. Fuck, you know?
PlayStation, PSP.
The same fucking shit, you know. Come on. See the chick. What would you rather do, play video games or see a chick crush cans with her pussy? Come on. It's no fucking brainer.
You know? You're right. I had a much better time with the Star Wars game.
You suck. Here we have a fucking sexual abnormality that can be fucking exploited and you're hiding in your room. It's not fucking fun. Come on, that would have been great for the documentary, you know?
All you had to do is call me and say, get the camera going.
Peter, look right in the fucking camera and go, when I think of 42nd Street Pete, my pussy gets so hot I can crush cans with it.
See, all you had to do was just have me come down. I had the camera. All you had to do, luckily,
I was busy. You're supposed to be. You're the producer. You're the producer, director. You're supposed to be thinking of this shit. I'm the fucking star, for crying out loud. What the hell?
Hey, someone hands me a Star Wars game. That's where I'm going
to
be.
Yeah, I know. It's like fucking crack to you. Star Wars, Star Trek, and Uchi Dygard. Spread out the three fucking lines. Todd snorts them. Yep.
Batman 2. You got to throw in Batman.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'm not even going to go there. I have a whole...
That's frightening. That is frightening. I agree. But you know what the thing is, man? I can't wait till I get there in October because we can finally finish all that stuff and get this DVD ready.
You better get up there Thursday night because that's like prime time.
Yeah, that's while I can still interview Thursday, you while you're working.
This is why the Thursday thing works, even though it's like an extra $100 for the room and shit. It works on that level because you're not fucking tired. Even if you don't get any sleep, I mean, you can actually just lay around till fucking 10. You can do whatever you want, but you know me, I'm like, I actually wish I wasn't so keyed up for this shit because I never get any sleep and I'm paying for it now. You know, yeah. It just comes out like that.
You do get pretty excited.
Yeah, I know. I can't sleep at all. It's funny because, like, you know, I can prowl around and nobody can hear me too, which is fucked up because I wake up like 7 o'clock no matter what. It's ridiculous.
Dude, we know we've heard the stories about you sitting in the dark looking like a scary.
Fuck that. You know, that was with her, man. She sleeps, you know, I'll tell you stories about her fucking.
She said she looked over. It looked like the shadow was over in the corner.
Yeah, well, I had to sleep in the dark. If I turned on the lights, I might have frightened her. I don't give a shit. I'm awake. I want coffee to stay awake because there's no sense in me trying to get back to sleep with someone snoring like, you know, I'm not gonna go there. But I mean, snoring like a fucking manatee. I don't know. And I didn't mention anybody's name, so I can't be held fucking accountable.
That's right. Snoring like the Millennium Falcon.
My kids don't snore.
That's good.
They did something else under the fucking covers that I have no fucking clue what it is, but in another, you know, involving fucking drug paraphernalia and shit, so what the fuck? I mean, yeah, they just smoke. That's it. That's good for them, you know. Yeah, it's not a gateway drug with my family. Because we don't do other drugs well.
You stop there. Your buck stops there.
No, it's not that I haven't tried. I just don't do them well, you know. Used to, when I was in college, they give you ups and they work on me as downs, you know. Up for the exam. I don't know. Fuck that. I don't do that. I'm just strictly buds and suds.
Speaking of buds, yeah. Cheech and Chong has a new movie out. It's playing down the street at this movie theater, but they only have one showing a day because they're too lame to actually put it in, you know, against the Tyler Perry madness. Right now we have Tracy the...
What's the name of it? I think I saw it in a video store.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's a new movie and it's playing down here. And I'm like, wow, we have it in one theater. one showing a day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you don't go see it, you're screwed because that's the only time you're going to see it.
Oh, that sucks. You know, so whatever it is, at least they got theatrical on it, you know?
Well, it's the same thing with this Blackwater Pond movie I saw, about this demon that possesses these people. It was out last week. They had no posters, no commercials, no fanfare. Put it out and gave it one showtime a day because they were under contract to carry the damn thing. And what frustrates me is Tracy Morgan's in 5 movies all playing at the multiplex right now, and that son of a bitch has not an inch of talent, not a drop, not one single drop of talent. And they're playing him 50 times a day.
And you know, I'm looking for something. I put the fucking thing down. I don't know what I did with it.
You'll never find it again.
You're right. Maybe not, though. Oh, wait. I'm not as stupid as you think.
I didn't think you were stupid. I just think you got too much shit.
Yeah, no. All right. You remember Greg Fuller, who was up there? I don't know. Were you up there when he was up there? He's part of the staff and shit?
Yeah.
Okay. He gave me this DVD. It's a short film called Living Dead. And it was Brad Case directed it and wrote it, all this other stuff. And it's a 20-minute short, and it's pretty intense. And it said, Love Brings Us Home. And it's anything but, and I just threw a review up. I don't know if Scar's put it up yet or not, but I thought it was pretty good. It's one of those things where, okay, it's 20 minutes that probably could be fleshed out into something longer, considering the way they left it off, which I'm not going to tell you because I don't know what they're getting for this, but I always support independent films, so I would say go to www.bloodgutsproductions.com. That's www.bloodgutsproductions.com. Also, on that subject, while we're pushing people and shit, because, you know, something happened. The Media Blaster store, Rare Flicks, down in Sea Caucus will be closed for a while due to a huge flood that hit Jersey when I was just about leaving. And what happened was a huge water main break, and it basically trashed the store. It destroyed the floor. Bunch of shit happened. But anyway, they had asked me to just, you know, tell my listeners, because a few of them come down there, you know, I put them over, but they're not going to be open for a while. As soon as I know when, you know, I'll give everybody the green light, but right now it's just going to be a rebuild deal, and, you know, it could take for a while because the whole floor is cracked and rippled and shit, so. Yeah, great Jersey. That's why I want to get the fuck out of here.
Man, that's sad, too, because, you know, especially on a small company like that, you know, that's trying to do something good for people and carry independent horror, it's really hard whenever you think, man, this could actually devastate them to the point where they don't get to reopen. That's happened to a lot of my favorite stores when something crazy goes on, a tornado or something. It's hard to get back open.
You know, here's another one. Ross from That's Rentertainment, and he's on 114.5 East College Street, number 5, in Iowa City, Iowa, near the college. He's going strictly cult and exploitation and porn. Because you can't make any money with mainstream shit anymore. They're giving it away. It's ridiculous. We talk about this all the time, but I'm just trying to put guys over. They're trying to do something to make a living and do something positive for the business and shit. You know? Same with Mr. Jim in Belleville. You know, everybody's struggling. You know, people don't understand the impact of this whole internet shit, that it's basically knocking all the brick and mortar stores out. And it's like, you're never going to have it. Maybe you think it's an inconvenience, but we never did browsing through a whole bunch of bins finding, you know, shit that was out of print or rare or one of this or one of that. That was always a big thing for us, you know.
Oh, yeah. Least, loved, you know, it. Yeah.
Now, fuck it. You can't do it no more.
I know. We'll
browse the internet.
But I hate browsing the internet because I can't hold the product in my hand. I can't.
Yeah, you know? I know. It fucking sucks.
I miss the old days, man, back when the mom and pop stores, like even the smaller chains, like Movies at Home and stuff. I mean, you could go in and they'd have oversexed rug suckers from Mars sitting there.
Oh, yeah, know? Yeah, yeah.
It was a like classic. Classic for. No one knows why it's got
my favorite fucking title is Invasion of the Samurai Sluts from Hell.
That's good. And I liked Revenge of the Teenage Vixens from Outer Space. That was good, too.
Samurai Sluts was great. I still got a copy of that. That was just it's one of those things I'm just looking at and it goes, this is porn the way it was meant to be. It's funny and hot at the same time.
And then I got Cannibal Hookers. Wasn't that the
Donald Farmer
did that. And, you know, even though I liked the location, you know, it was shot at Ted's place, the castle. I was just thought the movie itself was really not what it should have been, man. I was really, I'm not putting down Donald Farmer because some of his other stuff is pretty fun, but that one had the potential. You got hookers, you got cannibals. You combine the two, that should have been a bloodbath beyond recognition with nothing but blood, breasts, and beasts. But what did we get? Some ketchup on some lame tittage. What a bad experience that was. But that was around that same time. You could go dig through and find crazy crap
like that. Yeah, they had all that crazy shit out. You know, just on different labels. That was Big Box Camp Video and shit, and Video Violence. And a lot of, you know, Paragon used to throw shit out in big boxes, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, Magnum did the big boxes. Wizard. Yeah. Well, they all did them for a while.
Well, you know what it was with Magnum? VCA used to replicate for Magnum.
Right, right.
It was, yeah, they used to have that stuff. Excuse me while I suck on a joint here.
Well, and they also had VC2, which was a shot off of VCA, and they did a lot of flicks. Man, they were putting out stuff that today actually brings a pretty penny on the aftermarket, on eBay and stuff, as you already know. Like, even movies like Revenge of the Radioactive Reporter, which I thought, man, this movie could have been something, but it needed a little gore, maybe 2 minutes of action would help. But even that movies like that bring a lot of moolah on the secondary market, which is because people like you and I are nostalgic for that stuff. We miss it, man. Video boxes today all look the same. Movie posters, I was noticing at the multiplex while I'm watching this Blackwater movie.
Too.
They all look the same. It's all the actor's huge head airbrushed with a bunch of crap around it. And I'm like, hold on. The art of the movie poster has passed away, man. That's why the new Nightmare on Elm Street posters, whatever you have to say about the movie, man, those movie posters kick ass. Thank God they've gone back to the like old school kind of gritty grindhouse looking movie poster.
Yeah, Joel up there, he made a zombie t-shirt. It was fucking great. I bought one. I'm not even going to wear it. I wish he made a print of it. I'm just going to frame the fucking thing.
Wow.
That's how cool it is.
No fair. I didn't get one.
20 Man. Bucks. You got to buy your own. I'm broke.
Well, yeah, you let me know where to get them. I'll do it.
He'll be up there next time, I'm sure.
Good.
Save your money. You got 6 months to save your money. That's what you have to do. And, you know, I was going to wait to do this, but, you know, I'm getting too mellow in my old age here.
Uh-oh.
Smoking too much weed. But, you know, there was a fucking post. Not a post. You know, I'm going to go off on two fucking ends, you know, something hell with this shit.
It's the shit list.
Yeah, it's beyond the shit list with some of this stupid fucking crap. Somebody, remember I alluded to somebody I really gave a shit about, yada, 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 a few months ago. Well, winds up that I was basically just her emotional tampon for, I guess, almost 2 years. So, be it as it may, when I had asked for a favor, I got a pretty weird fucking response. Like, in other words, I would pay somebody at one point to go out to Ohio with me, because that's the situation I was at. Until I decided, you know something, after that, fuck you, I'll do it myself. But anyway, I got this, you know, basic, you know, whatever, and then I had posted, after the girls had told me about this shit, I figured I'll throw up that shot of me and them in the bar on MySpace. Then I get this weird little blurb underneath with her saying, I'm hot, with an angry head next to it. And I'm like, what the fuck is this all about? So anyway, that was before I left. So anyway, I come back and I'm going to click on to this fucking, I can do this without hanging up, right?
You should be able to.
That's how computer literate I am. I ain't. Oh fuck, I can't find it.
That's funny.
You know something? I don't know where did I put this?
You're ready to go on a tangent and can't find what you're going on a tangent about.
Yeah, I must have done. Let me see something here. No, what the fuck was it now? See, that's why I hate this piece of shit computer. Because maybe it's telling me I shouldn't do this, but I don't care. You know, when people piss me off, they gotta fucking pay. You know, and this was completely uncalled for and out of left fucking field, and I wasn't appreciative of it.
I can't say I blame you,
because, you know, I don't allude to nothing with anything. Why is this fucking MySpace thing a piece of shit here? You know, I hate. I'll go on a record as I hate social networking sites, and that's the bottom line. That is the bottom line.
You crack me up, man.
Yeah, this thing's not even cooperating with me. I'm starting to like Facebook better than this now. Okay, I get an email that says, not surprised. So I'm like, what the fuck? And this woman's name's Cat Tease or something. I don't know what the fuck it is. And I'm trying to pinpoint this shit. And it says, bimbos and burnouts all over the place, but not a fucking photo of me with you. How the hell am I supposed to feel about this, Pete? And I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from? I'm like, who the fuck? Then I'm thinking back, and I think back to Chiller Theater before I left. I think she was there. And it's like, who are you calling my fucking kids bimbos and burnouts? I haven't had any fucking contact with you in 7 fucking years. And this whole social networking thing, I guess, I don't know where this came from, or maybe somebody's watching me or something, but it's pretty fucking stupid. Number one, they're my kids. There's nothing going the fuck on. They're helping me out. Number two, don't contact me after 7 years with fucking bullshit, because I don't know where you're coming from. I honestly don't fucking care, because I know who my friends are, and I'm not even lumping you or the other one into that anymore, because I already scraped the barnacles off the bottom of my fucking MySpace boat. So they're gone. And that's my fucking attitude with all this shit, because I'm not one of these guys who has to play fucking games with people and do this and do that and do the other thing and be part of a fucking little gang or clique or some shit like that, or have to fucking deal with somebody who can't have the decency to pick up a fucking phone and make a phone call, has to Twitter or be on MySpace and put like stupid little fucking hearts and flowers things up there. Fuck you. I'm not done yet. I needed a drink. Anyway. So, this is what kills me about the whole thing in general, and the fact that, like, they give me this shit. Well, you're that's why you don't go out with anybody and shit like that. I ain't taking any fucking bullshit. This is fucking case in point. This is internet fucking bullshit. It's like somebody has an internet crush on me or something from fucking 7 years ago. Because, like I said, I bailed on Chiller 2004, so that's about 7 years ago. And that's the last I don't think she was in at that shows before that. But from what I remember, you know, you're pointing the fingers, bimbos and burnouts. I recall somebody drinking fucking champagne out of somebody's dirty fucking sneaker in the bar at Chiller or something like that, or somebody else flashing them, or all kinds of fucked up aberrant behavior, which I can approve of, but you know something, that's the pot calling the kettle fucking black. So basically, you got room to talk, and you don't know what you're talking about, and I don't give a fuck no more. But just to come home to this shit, and then somebody also alluding, yeah, you're going to tell me you were in that room with the tube, nothing happened. I says, well, if something did happen, it would be one thing that wouldn't be happening right now. And he goes, I go, what? And they go, me walking. So, I don't know where people's minds go. This is not what anybody thinks it is, and I resent, you know, this whole email I got. And you know something? In this life, you're either with me, my friend, whatever the fuck it is. You're my enemy and you want to tell me something in my face, I'll respect that. But don't throw it in a fucking email or something like that. That's stupid, especially after 7 years. So, again, who cares? Just don't fucking sick, bring man. My fucking kids into it.
Well, and to say that all your pictures are with bimbos and burnouts, I mean, it's kind of like, well, I know I'm not a burnout, and I know a lot of the people that you're in pictures with on there aren't burnouts. There are a lot of cool, you know, I might be a bimbo, I'm not sure, but I'm not a burnout, and I definitely, I mean, if she wants to accuse you of hanging out with nerds, maybe, but I know for a fact that there's nothing going on there, that you're a respectable person, and if this idiot, if this twisted, cynical, sad little bitch had 1 ounce of self-esteem, first of all, she'd do the right thing and apologize for the way she treated you in the first place. Second of all, she would know you well enough to know that you're not that kind of a person.
She don't know me at all. These people are fucking, you know what it is? You meet people with certain conventions. Some people you bond with, like, you know, Dave and Melissa, you know, Scotty, Rob, all those people, because they're cool people and we're on the same wavelength. Other people get jealous of that and then think that, like, oh, they're in your inner circle. And you're not. I know, like I said, I know who my friends are, you know? And I'm not trying to blow anybody off, but I also know who problems are, too.
That's right. So. I thought you were going to mention Griff there for a minute. I was going to say, have you heard from that guy? Is he still underground?
No, I haven't fucking heard a word.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him lately either. After that last thing I got, he's just gone, dude. I mean, gone. It's weird. Griff, if you hear this, get your butt off the freaking floor and call us.
Yeah, really.
Jeez, man. Dig yourself
out
of the tomb.
My number hasn't changed, but I'm not crazy enough to give it out over the air.
That's right. Neither is mine. He knows it. Get on the ball, dude. All right, I'm better now. All right, Pete, continue with your shit list.
Oh, well, you're going to love this one. Okay, you know, in closing, I'm like, and for the other one that, you know, basically, you know, fucking pink little hand walking her through shit and stuff like that. Sometimes I shouldn't be so soft-hearted. At times I should be a fucking dick, but you know something? I don't even know anymore. You know, it's just, I don't know what people want. You know something? Whatever happens, happens. I'd rather do fucking shows and have fun than have to deal with somebody's emotional fucking bullshit. It just comes out to that.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what that was. So on both parts. But my other thing with the former instead of the latter was, all I asked was for one fucking favor and it couldn't be done. So you know something? Usually I give people 3 strikes. Forget it. Bye. Adios.
Get a job and a sideshow.
Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out.
That's right.
So. Oh, and here's the other one, and you'll wonder, you know, about healthcare and shit like that. I have been trying to find a primary care physician because my HMO blows. So right before I left, I got assigned a primary care physician right up the street from me. Whoop-dee-doo. I get home from Wasteland. I go up to make the appointment and find out it's a pediatrician. I shit you not, a pediatrician.
I remember that.
I said, I'm very sorry. I hung up. I called up Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and this guy picks up the phone and goes, well, how are you today, sir? I go, a lot fucking better than you're going to be in about 5 minutes. You better sit the fuck down, strap yourself in, and be prepared to be verbally ass-raped. I fucking went off. I mean, I went off, and I said, how the fuck can you assign a 57-year-old man to a pediatrician? What kind of fucking morons do you have fucking working there that are indicative of health insurance professionals that don't know their ass through a hole in the ground, fuck everything up, and then you wonder why things are screwed up? You know?
Exactly.
Fuck that. So now I got an appointment with fucking another one. It's supposed to be up the street. I'm going with a woman doctor this time because I think women would be a lot more compassionate than the fucking douchebag man I've been dealing with. But if it ain't, this is my last shot. I'm done. Fuck healthcare. I'll go to a faith healer. I'll fucking yank my hemorrhoids out by themselves and toss them against the wall. I don't give a fuck.
You might be better off.
I know. All I need is a side view mirror and a pair of pliers. I'm good, you know?
Yeah. Golly.
That's pretty fun. Yeah.
It is, but it's frustrating because you're in the middle of this nightmare, man. It's just,
it fucking blows. I just want to get two things fucking straightened out. You know, I'm going to get on with my life. My neck and my fucking guts, which go hand in hand sometimes. So if I ever wanted to commit suicide, I'd just hang myself in my guts. There, I'd solve two problems at the same time. So
there you go.
Ricky did that or something. I saw he strangled somebody with his guts. That was a fucking magic moment in Asian cinema.
It was magic, you're right. You know what? That's a crime that movie hasn't been re-released, man.
It's out of print.
Yeah, but it's out of print.
It is out of print?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I wonder if I got two copies of it. I could basically fuck somebody on eBay. I came across this, based on, dumb fucking weird people calling me up and leaving threatening emails. I was going through some shit here. And I found out some little-known sexual maneuvers. Uh-oh. You know, they always say about the Cleveland steamer and this and that and the other thing. Well, there was one called the Davy Crockett. It's called a sexual maneuver in which a man slips muscle relaxants into a woman's vagina. Once they take effect, the man slides his head in, thus wearing his partner's now relaxed snatch fur as a coonskin cap. How's that one?
Scared the hell out of me, Pete. I still don't even...
You didn't like that one?
I think that's pretty scary. Does anyone really like the idea of that? I'm not sure. It's like,
well, this is just in this book I picked up.
It could be.
This isn't something I would do.
Well, and that reminds me of Dead Alive when he comes Bad Taste when he comes busting up out of that body. You remember he jumps down through the body with the chainsaw and he comes out and he goes, "I've been born again." That's all I can see when you mention things like that. It's terrible.
How about, here's another maneuver called the Dirty Harry.
Uh-oh.
After banging your girl all day, you force her to her knees to blow you. Just about ready when you're ready to shoot your load, you pull your .44 Magnum out of her mouth and say, "I know what you're thinking. Did he fire all of his loads off, or does he have one left? Well, the excitement, I forgot myself. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Then come in her face." Isn't that a great one?
That's lovely.
There's other good ones. Some of these, let me see.
I'm not sure that this is going to help you out on your dating sites, Pete.
I don't care anymore. There's a Dutch oven. You know what that is, right?
Not even close.
Well, when you're in bed with somebody and you fart, you pull the covers over your head with hair under there, too.
Man, that's not even right, dude.
Then there's a Dutch treat, which could be the unexpected result of a Dutch oven gone terribly awry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Let's see. Something else.
The poor nerd in me.
The Eskimo running. French bread surprise.
Uh-oh.
While nailing your woman doggy style, you shove a frozen breadstick in her ass. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Oh, Lord.
I got to stop. I'll stop.
It's frightening me, man.
It gets too bizarre.
The nerd in me. I can't take it.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, we were going to... Oh, well, here's... I don't know. We were going to do this anyway. Another fucked up. This is all over the road again. You can tell I'm back, folks. Yeah. No more tape nonsense. It's live carnage. That way, when he fucks up, you'll have it on tape to prove it and hold it up to him on eBay. Or not eBay, YouTube or something.
There you go.
All right. This teacher goes into this class, new teacher. And she tells her kids, listen, I'm going to ask a question on Friday. If anybody can answer this question, they can have Monday off. Okay, so first Friday rolls around. She goes, okay, here's the question. How many grains of sand are in the Sahara Desert? Well, nobody can answer the question. All right. Next week rolls around. Friday comes up. She says, how many drops of water are in the Pacific Ocean? Again, impossible to answer. So one of the kids, a little wise guy in the back, is trying to scheme something all week. So finally he gets two tennis balls and spray paints them black. So Friday rolls around. He's sitting in the back of the room. She goes to answer the question, and he rolls the balls up in the front. She looks down, and she goes, now who has two black balls? And he goes, President Barack Obama. See you Tuesday. You didn't like that?
I did, but I'm making fun because Amanda over here, the associate producer, didn't get it at all. Did not get that joke.
Oh, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Amanda, what's up? Why can't you get this joke? You shouldn't have a microphone.
Oh, man.
You can say something.
She didn't get the joke.
No, she didn't get that one. She's giving me the finger, though, from over on the other side of the room.
Gee, this whole thing, I thought that was funny. Maybe I need a studio audience to like fucking applause behind me to encourage me to more stupidity.
I'll add it. Yeah. I'll add it during post.
Well, this is now. Why? I mean, you conned me into doing this shit on a Saturday night when I probably could be out going doing God knows what, but maybe it's better than my inebriated condition. I don't get behind the wheel of anything.
Hey, you might. Hey, I think I have. You wouldn't be able to hear it on your end, but I've got the crowd. Hold on. Here we go. The crowd's applauding right now, Pete. You can't hear
it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. I love you all. I love you all. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Stop. Awesome. Stop throwing shit at me. Stop. I don't like tomatoes. Ooh, a sandwich. Thank you.
That is awesome.
Oh, God. The shit we do to entertain people.
I've got this new thing that came with the software when I upgraded that's got all these cool sound effects, and I can like put in my own. So I'm collecting sound bites from some of my favorite celebrities and stuff to put in there.
Okay. So didn't we have Sid putting over the show at one point?
Oh, yeah, I've got that, yeah. I've been playing it. It's every once in a while you'll hear it on Jackalope. You'll be listening to some tunes, and all of a sudden Sid will pop in there and say some crazy stuff.
Yeah. Little sound bites.
I think he's threatening people with bodily harm if they don't listen to our shows.
Yeah, well, that's Sid for you, you know. Get other people on.
That's awesome stuff. I'm looking forward to all the new shows and things we're going to be doing in the next few months, getting ready for the next Wasteland show. And this time, you're going to be able to hear.
You might actually show up.
thanks. Oh, let me get the applause. Here we go. There, you're applauding. You know, that's just righteously evil, man. That's just evil because I really wanted to be there and I really wanted to do a live remote from there. So next year, my goal is that the entire Savage Saturday lineup is going to be basically live from Wasteland. And even if like all the people that are on Savage Saturday can't make it, we're going to run their shows from Wasteland. And
what,
gonna
all
be,
day?
We're going to be in just between it. Yeah. Kind of, well, from, 6 o'clock at night, Central Time. So it'll be kind of like, it'll be cool.
Fuck them, cancel them out. It's a live feed. It's never been done before. I'm not even saying to put me over, but you're going to have you got Reggie Bannister up. I mean, you got so many fucking good people up there. It'd be like ridiculous to even try to miss this whole thing,
And it's really weird because, when you're naming off the first three people that have been on Night Watch, and Reggie, when he was on Night Watch, we were talking about his music and we didn't get to do much with it. Hopefully he brings his guitar because he travels with it everywhere he goes now. And so if he brings it, I'm going to try to talk him into doing a little mini concert for me and putting it out on the radio while he's there.
And where, pray tell, are you going to do this?
Right there, man. I'll just be like, hey, pick a spot and I will throw the damn microphones on him and we will do it live right over our station.
Video to have the two girls fucking do the Watusi next to them.
I got a feeling
that would work. We still haven't come up with the Miss 42nd Street Pete beauty pageant and love slave contest.
That's going to happen. We've been talking about it and talking about it. I've got the graphics ready. I just think it's time to go.
Yeah, really.
And then hey, that's what we should do.
There's got to be a woman out there with complete, no self esteem. There has to be.
What we'll do is we'll. We'll start doing it here in a month or so, leading up to that weekend, the next Cinema Wasteland, where we will announce the winner. That'll be pretty cool. We'll announce it that night live on the radio.
And then we'll have simulated sex on stage.
What the hell? It'll be a wasteland first.
Really? That's never happened before?
I don't think so. Not at least when I've always been there.
Wow.
I mean, I missed a lot of the like early shit when it was like really out of control. But you know, it's you know, everybody's respectful of it. You can get as fucked up as you want. Just don't do anything stupid. You know.
Exactly.
And if you pass out, you're going to be on a lot of fucking YouTube videos. That just comes out to that.
And that's going to be awesome too.
Yeah. That's why I never, you know, something. That's one of those things, and I'm not going to say I'm fucking old and shit, but yeah, it does come with age. You just learn to do what you can tolerate and then just sit back and watch everybody else just entertain your ass. Because too many times in my past, I became the evening's entertainment. I mean, sometimes I still do, but I'm not to the point where I'm like fucking diving out in traffic and shit. You know?
Exactly, exactly. Well, that's actually one of the things that I do love about it. Like you said, it's like... real laid back, and you are part of the weekend's entertainment. People come there to see you. They never know what to expect from 42nd Street Pete. They come there to kind of see what's going to happen, and it really does usually turn out to be a good thing for everybody. You never disappoint, my friend. You never disappoint.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I really feel, you know, honored to be out there, and I'm just flattered with all the attention I'm getting with this stuff, and you know, and like people go, well, you know, these stories are just too fucked up to be fake, and, you know, unfortunately they're not fake in a lot of cases, because, you know, I'm throwing you the light and airy shit that, you know, when I'm not that it's light and airy getting in bar fights or, you know, getting in fucking brawls and massage parlors and getting your dick bit by a crazy hooker and shit, but, you know. But, you know, there was other shit that went on, too. That's why I'm writing a book. But I'm basically giving you the shit that I think is fucking funny, because when I think back, I'm like, holy shit, why am I still here? And then Ken's life sort of parallels mine, but like 10 years, you know, later. You know, so he had those old, you know, because I'm trying to think. My craziness was in the fucking 70s, but it continued into the 80s. So his craziness would have been in the 80s when I was just like sort of getting married, slowing down a bit. Then I'm like, well, fuck this. This is work. Back out of here. So yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. But you know what though? Speaking of the book, we got to talk about that too, because I'm really wanting you to get that done soon. Because I got a couple of publishing options for it. And maybe we could have a few of those available for the next Wasteland if we can get you
moving. Yeah, I honestly would like to get it done so I could get it out by then, because I'm like at 125 pages, but then my other computer got virused out with a lot of fucking information is supplemental, so I'm trying to get that fixed and repaired. And then, you know, some of the stuff I done for Scars, you know, I retain the rights to, so I'm going to throw it in. So I'm trying to flesh the thing out, like, for maybe 300 pages, you know.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Like, throw in some reviews every 30 pages.
Yeah, you know, it's going to have a bunch of reviews in the back, you know, a bunch of, you know, articles that I wrote, you know, that people probably ordinarily wouldn't have seen anyhow. And, you know, things that, you know, whatever I can do, you know, whatever I got, you know, on tap, I'm going to put in, because, you know, my thing's probably going to run 200 pages, and I figure another 100 to supplemental, you know, reviews, anecdotes, you know, whatever, and stuff like that. So
we should probably get some actual Grindhouse movie ads. I've got a few.
Oh, I got them already. My mom one step ahead of you on that. I got a ton of shit.
Good. I used to put out those press kits. I love those in the 70s.
Well, I got all that. I got ad mats from Canada. It's like Salon Kitty was called Madame Kitty up there. It's funny because like a lot of the X-rated shit down here is R-rated up there. It's all trimmed to shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, we got that. I got ads out of Screw. I took pictures of them.
That's awesome.
You know, all the ads from the old porn places down there. So, yeah, that's a whole supplemental thing with pictures and shit, you know.
Very cool. Very cool.
It's great shit.
Well, I'm excited. So let's just, when we're, you know, one of these weeks, we'll just have a chat and get that all put together. And because I've got a few options I think would actually work, and we can get this thing out.
Yeah, no, I really want to do it. It ain't a question of the money. It's, you know, a question of, like, people are, you know, seem to be entertained by this crazy shit, and I've done enough of it, you know, and this would basically, I, you know, hearing it's one thing, but sometimes reading it, you know, like, I'm a big reader, and I visualize a lot, so you can basically, you know, visualize the era, you know, if I get some pictures of that and stick it in there and just, you know, enjoy the carnage, you know?
That's it, exactly.
It's just a shame I can't find any pictures of me from back in the day. I'm trying, but I don't think there's anything laying around. Thanks for tuning in, listening to my rambling and drunken, stoned out shit, and maybe we'll have something different next week. So until then, stay sick and patronize indie films and Cinema Wasteland. Good night.
42nd Street Pete's Grindhouse is a production of Jackalope 105 FM.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit. Oh, why? Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
2, 3, 4.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to
die.
Here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit. People. People